Hey, everybody. Welcome to Kush and Kai. I'm Kai.
I'm Kush. What's good, y'all?
Oh, some microdosages of things, of movies that you've seen, and some entertainment news. What have you been watching, Kush?
Busy day yesterday, yo. I got invited to a press screening of the Nicole Kidman corrupt cop thriller Destroyer. Great title. Ending is a little flat. If you want to know more, you actually have to read the Kush and Kai article about that. We're not talking about that today, but that was the first thing I saw today. Yesterday, and that was super awesome. We then went on to a double feature of the Bryan Cranston, Kevin Hart, also Nicole Kidman movie, The Upside. By the way, Kai, did you know it's based on it's a remake of a French movie?
What?
It's a remake of a French movie. Did you know it's a remake of a French movie? Anytime you mention this movie this last week, that's the first thing people open up with. Like, no one knew this about Widows. Everyone seems to know about this with The Upside. So, The Upside, it's a French remake from Les Intouchables. Having said that, delightful little film.
Oh, good.
Delightful little film. They were definitely swinging for the fences. This definitely had that thing where they wanted this to be nominated for Oscars and Golden Globes and all that. But that was going back to 2017. And the story, I had to find this out on the Washington Post. There's a great article about it where this is like one of the last Harvey Weinstein assets. And like 3 weeks after this movie made its premiere at the Toronto International Film Festival, all the scandals came out on him.
Mm-hmm.
Like all at once. And so that put it on the back burner. And this would not see a theatrical screening again for another 13 months. And then it did its usual festival tour. And then finally it got its release in January 2019. And there's a reason for that. It's okay. Nothing really happens. they both learn a little bit about each other, but they have really good chemistry. Kevin Hart can work with anybody. Bryan Cranston can make a takeout menu seem like just super falling.
He's,
you know,
one of my favorite American actors.
He acts his ass off for a man who literally can only move his face. He can only move his face in this. He's a quadriplegic. He's in the wheelchair. That's Kevin Hart's whole purpose. Stop tapping.
You were you were worried about that movie going in.
Yeah, I did, because I was looking at that timeline, man. Like this should have came out in 2017. And then again, go to the Washington Post article. I actually have a link to it in one of my reviews, and explains the whole thing. It's a great timeline of the last 20 months of this movie's life before it saw its national release this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So The Upside, I like it. It's nothing special, unfortunately. Kevin Hart's best movie. I look forward to seeing him make better movies, though.
Yeah. well, good stuff. Do you have a suggestion for him? Maybe he needs to take a pace or a turn in a direction.
No, just keep doing what he's doing. It's all baby steps, man. Like this is his—I would say this is his first dramatic role, maybe. Mm-hmm. I've never seen like the Best Man Holidays or any of those things, so maybe those are better. I don't know. But
could he? Should he? Between these two, he takes a. He's funny in it, but it's a meatier role where he does something in the inner city to save the kids,
mm-hmm.
Or he's got to be some kind of like, you know, those movies where it's like, he was just the repairman for this, and now he's on Mars, and he has to save the whole colony. I could totally go for that. You know, he's like these exclamations, I'm on Mars!
I think 10 years ago, you would absolutely see Kevin Hart in that movie. I think you'd see him in both movies, but this day he's a little more choosier. I think he would. I think he would absolutely sit out the wackiness on Mars movie. Uh-huh. But yeah,
has he gone to space yet? It might be time for him to go to space.
I don't believe he's gone to space yet. Good call, Kai. Good call.
Yeah, I was feeling that there. That or the inner city. Those are the moves that I'm.
Well, he's always in the inner city, so
yeah.
he could use a space holiday for sure.
He could use a space holiday. That'd be good. Or moon. Yeah, we're going back to the moon. People are building stuff there. That's gonna be neat. good stuff. And then Replicas.
Replicas. Holy shit, Kai.
Tell us about this movie. You were I received an excited text that we might need to pay a closer attention to this one.
It's 85 to 90% green screen. So when they're standing on the front porch saying their goodbyes for the evening, it looks like he's in a cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
This is Keanu Reeves' attempt at creating an original Philip K. Dick story without Philip K. Dick being involved in it.
Ooh, trouble. That's trouble.
The man likes his sci-fi, and if you know anything about his movies, this
can you lay out the premise for us here?
Yes. A scientist working in Puerto Rico for a top-secret technology company.
Of course.
He's currently working on a project where they're going to take the brain, or at least the memories and the conscience of your average, everyday, ordinary soldier killed in combat and place it in a robot host.
Mm-hmm.
This is much like, kind of like RoboCop, you know. In fact, there's a great scene where, much like RoboCop 2, the soldier just rejects his robot body and just chaos ensues for 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm. This concept is adjacent to a number of different sci-fi things.
Yeah. This is nothing. This part it's nothing we haven't seen before.
Uh-huh.
However, and as usual, things go horribly wrong. And of course, the company's now on the line, and we should come up with a plan B. And what are we going to do? This is the 10th case. This has failed. And well, I'm going to take my family and go on vacation. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
That's what I would do during a storm, of all things, during a tropical storm.
Oh, wow. And they live in Puerto Rico?
Or Mexico, but it's definitely filmed in Puerto Rico, per the IMDb notes. During the storm, a tree falls and knocks the family van into a river or some water embankment, and everybody but Keanu Reeves dies.
Mm.
In all fairness, there's no way EMTs would be able to make the scene on time, wherever they are, and save this family. That's just not happening. So he decides to call his boy, Thomas Middleditch, your man from HBO's Silicon Valley.
Ah. He's like,
we gotta move fast. And we gotta take their bodies and take them back home, and we gotta put their minds in the computer.
If I may pause you for just a second, it strikes me as like, oh wow, he's they're doing this here. Because remember, his fiance or wife in 2000, Keanu Reeves, didn't she get in a car accident, die in a car accident?
Ooh, I don't know.
Yeah, Jennifer Syme.
Oh, sad.
Yeah, which is like, oh man.
This may be him writing about what he knows about then, or some even crazier fantasy. So,
sorry for that bummer of a detail, but it was like, oh dude.
No, I feel like it was necessary. I feel like it's necessary.
Sorry, please continue. So
they take the bodies, and you think they're gonna put their brains in the robot.
Mm-hmm.
No.
What?
Thomas Middleditch goes back to the lab, and he gets three incubating chambers. Remember, there's four people here in this equation, but he can only get access to three pods. And what do these pods do, Kai?
What do they do?
Clone anybody in 17 days.
Holy cow!
Down to the specific. And here's the age range we're working with. We're working between ages 9, and I'll give Alice Eve a generous 28.
Okay.
Alice Eve, Star Trek Into Darkness. Remember her, the bikini?
Yeah.
Trust me.
Absolutely.
She's there. 17 days, you can create a 9-year-old, a 15-year-old, a 16-year-old, and a 28-year-old woman all in 17 days for this science.
I'm going along with the can put a brain into a thing, so this is like, game on. Fine, whatever.
I think you got a healthier attitude about her. Maybe you just still haven't seen it yet.
Oh, no, I will be, my jaw will probably be hanging open trying to enumerate the plot holes, but please. Mm-hmm. So, wait, what happens then?
Well, remember, we've only got three incubation pods, so we can only clone three of the family members at once.
Okay, so who else?
You'd think a man of science would actually go, well, maybe I'll just clone the wife first, and I'll discuss things with her, and then 17 days, we'll clone all three kids again.
Right.
Or maybe I'll do a wife and a child, and then two more children later. Or there's a number of possibilities we could do here. We're not going to do any of that. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to clone our wife, and then we're going to decide which of the three children we aren't going to clone. Oh, and we're going to have a scene about grief. Hard choice of killing your child. And then once we've made that choice, we're going to show a scene of him erasing this daughter, the 9-year-old's existence. By the way, it's the youngest daughter, and I was just like, well, she's the youngest. Just pick the youngest. God damn it. And then clone her in 17 days.
Yeah, she'll be next on the list.
Yeah, put her next on the list. We're already in shady territory here.
I know. Is there some what's their logic where it's like, nah, the brain will degrade. I can't do it.
There doesn't seem to be an explanation why they can't just do one batch of people in 17 days and another batch of people in 17 days. It's always 17 days. It's never 16 days. It's never 24 days. It's not a year. Days. 17 days, and you'll get this fully fleshed out human organic creature that'll have all its thoughts and feelings that it had from last Tuesday to the day it was born.
So wait, let me guess. That works out perfectly.
It almost does, actually.
Oh, really?
So they create the wife. They create the two oldest children. They unplug everybody and put them in beds, and they got them on an IV drip just to make sure they're all rehydrated and fully fleshed out. And then he goes to bed with the clone of his dead wife.
Uh-huh.
And wakes up 6 hours later in an empty bed because everybody is acting like it's a normal day now.
How does he play this? He's like, yep, nothing happened.
At first he's shocked, and then he's like, yeah, oh, good. No, you can absolutely have pancakes today, baby. No worries. You know, like, let me pour some orange juice for you. Like, he's trying to play this off, but he's panicking at the same time, and he's hoping that no one mentions the daughter, who, by the way, he's actually scrubbed from all of their memories as well.
Okay, now this is a wow, he's in deep here. Oh, super boy. Deep.
And Thomas Middleditch is there only every 15 minutes to go, like, I hope you're getting ready to go to jail, buddy, because that's what's going to happen here if we get caught. It'll be you going to jail. That's my Thomas Middleditch impersonation. Eventually, corporate finds out, and they're like, this isn't your family. This is corporate property, and we're going to and it's just like, remember when this was a movie about putting a soldier in a robot brain body? Like,
yeah.
How did we stray away from this? Oh, by the way, we still have to work on that robot because my man has missed 2 weeks of work trying to re-incubate his family. Like, he's just been calling in sick every day, and the boss is like, where's Keanu Reeves? He should be working on the robot brain. Where is he?
Yeah. Details. Oh, man, wait. In the trailer, it looked like there was a moment, and maybe they just tilted it this way, and then, oh, I was wrong. But it looked like there was a moment where Keanu Reeves was questioning whether he was cloned.
The trailer is absolutely misleading. I'd have to go back, but I swear there's a scene in the trailer where you're like, well, how many times have you done this to us, Keanu? That scene is never in the movie once. The wife and the children are eventually, they find out they're clones. Or maybe they still hide that from the children. But the wife is hip to it now, and she's like trying to process it. And she's like, you fucking asshole. Like, you should have just left us dead. And you killed our daughter.
Nobody's happy.
People are confused and upset. And now the boss is blackmailing. And then there's, you know, there's a corporate conflict. And Keanu actually successfully puts his subconscious into the robot body, and Replicas is now in theaters and it's rated PG-13 for intense thematic violence and slight nudity.
Thematic violence. Gosh.
I may have just made that up.
That's funny though. I will remember that as such.
Byron Allen's Entertainment Motion Picture Studio. Apparently, the longer our production company gets, the worse the movie is. Like, A24, solid movies, three fucking letters. Like,
yeah.
Entertainment Motion Picture Studios. Like, I guess we're not paying by the letter on this, but we're also not providing quality either.
The focus was taken up on the name. Oh, that's that is unfortunate. Well, I'm curious to see this now because I like me some Keanu and some cheesy science fiction movies.
We may have to do a future Cushion Con, and I think this is the second time I've said that this week. But
I'm curious just to get it. Yeah, I see myself just being confused by everyone's reactions to things. Oh, well, good stuff.
All reviews up right now, cushionkai.com. Check us out. Give us a like.
Check them out, everybody.
Tell your mom about me. She's
I had a couple news hits I wanted to just peruse through.
What's going on in the news, Kai?
All right. The first one, not surprising. DC Universe streaming service struggling to pick up subscribers.
not surprised there.
Maybe they should, couldn't they just do a thing where it was like, hey, Netflix, can we just be on a corner over here and we do this? But no, I can't.
My man, you gotta stop the tapping.
I'm sorry. So DC Universe, and again, we had mentioned it before, where they, I mean, it looked like a app for the fans. If you're into it, like, they got a ton of stuff, content heavy, but evidently people are like, nah, maybe don't need to pay for it.
And the overall DC Universe, everything that Warner Brothers has done with DC Comics, like, there's a lot of great stuff on that app, I promise you that. But you have to be a hardcore DC fan for that, and you have to have an extra $10 a month to burn, you
know? Yeah. Yeah,
and everyone has that. And as much as I love Superman the motion picture, I don't need an app for that.
Need an app for it. We're totally in agreement here. Something that piqued my interest, and I had been asking for this, but Amazon putting out a series called The Hunt. They just picked up Al Pacino, and they're hunting Nazis in 1977.
Fuck. Yes.
Yes, they are. And Get Out director Jordan Peele is signed on as an executive producer. So I'm like, oh, baby.
Okay. Yeah. Sold. I'm in.
Yeah.
I haven't even seen a poster. This is the first I'm hearing about this. I'm in. 1,000%.
After discovering that hundreds of high-ranking Nazi officials are conspiring to create a Fourth Reich in the United States, the group is on the go seeking justice. It's like, yeah. So. good stuff.
Do we have any idea how many episodes it'll be yet, or too early?
No, just a regular series, and it is noted that this is the first regular TV ish like scheduled series that Pacino will be a part of.
Yeah, so this is definitely going to be on Amazon Prime, or are they actually looking towards a real network?
I believe it's Amazon fodder. They're putting stuff up there.
Dope.
I'm excited. Prime
subscription then.
Oh, excellent. I'm excited because I'm Wes Anderson. He's got a French movie happening, The French Dispatch.
Okay.
Sounds very Wessy. Mm-hmm. And let's see. The person that just joined the cast, Henry Winkler, seems like a perfect add to that retinue of actors. So far they've got Bill Murray, Francis McDormand, Tilda Swinton, Benicio Del Toro, Owen Wilson, Adrian Brody, Jeffrey Wright, Cerise Ronan, Timothy Chalamet, Louis Bob Balaban, Steve Parr. I mean,
wow.
Just you can't swing a dead cat and not hit a bunch of Emmy nominees and winners.
Say what you want about Wes Anderson. Like, he's got a solid lineup of players that he goes to regularly, and it seems to be growing, right? Adding the Fonz to it is never a bad idea.
Never a bad idea. And like, there were stories, and I still think Woody Allen, well, people will still take his calls, but there was a time at like the height of his powers where it was like, people were, you know, agents were clawing at folks to get into the, you know, like, get on his call list, get on the thing. But it seems like Wes Anderson can just, you know what I mean? He can weaponize the people in his movies to recruit other stars.
He's absolutely got his own style and his own technique, and it feels very paint by numbers each time with each movie I've seen. However, it's never the same movie twice. It's always a different movie. You love it, you hate it. It's always a different movie. And
it was rumored that this one was going to be a musical, but
okay.
he nixed that at the end. So I still think there's a musical from him coming at some point. I know your rapt attention with, oh my gosh, really? A Wes Anderson musical.
Maybe.
Tell me more, Kai.
If it's got a beat, I'll hum to it.
There you go. Quickly, two other things. Joel McHale and Jennifer Carpenter will lead the cast of an animated Mortal Kombat movie. Fantastic.
All right. Well, good for Joel McHale. He's probably playing Johnny Cage, right?
Yeah, he's got to be. He has to be. Curious there. And then lastly, I thought this was adorable. The owners of Choose Your Own Adventure Books, ChooseCo LLC, is suing Netflix.
How?
Use the mark willfully and intentionally to capitalize on viewers' nostalgia for the original book series from the 80s and 90s. No, it did not.
So it is not a book. Okay. So they're saying
anyway, $25 million. They're asking for damages.
And what's the specific charge again?
They're using nostalgia from the original people's love of the original Choose Your Own Adventure series to sell Bandersnatch. Even though, yeah, Netflix and Black Mirror alone are apparently weren't enough. They had to get that.
That's silly. I think it'll be hopefully help them sell a few more books that they haven't sold in years. But like, there's one throwaway line in Bandersnatch that says like, "Oh, it's a choose your own adventure book," but that could be such a generic term too. You know, like,
yes, absolutely.
I don't recall them ever using any of the graphics. No likeness. Yeah, fascinating.
Yeah. Well, that's what I've got in my news roundup there. So, some silly, some fun, some Wes Anderson news.
Okay.
Good stuff, everybody. Again, check out Christian's awesome reviews, ChristianKai.com. Yeah, follow us, throw us a like or a hate. I don't know.
Episode 36 comes out this Sunday.
What's our email address?
Our email address is info at cushionkai.com.
Cushionkai.com. Yeah. Send us some hate mail. Or I don't know. Did we say something wrong? Did we offend you? How can we offend you more? yeah. Please let us know. Anyway, take care, everybody. Rock on, Cush. Rock on.
Bosley.net. Set, Bosley, set.
Yeah, I'm not a dog. I'm an orthodontist from Arizona. My name is David Mendoza. Someone contact my family.